This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, we mentioned earlier this morning that we saw no update yesterday when it came to Puppygate. The two puppies that were stolen from Perfect Pet, and one, you know, was part of that whole shenanigans going on, trying to get a reward. The other puppy they hadn't found. What did she say?
Well, we'll call her and get an update. How about
all right,
that?
Let's do that. Let's see if she can talk to us. Now, I'm not sure she's going to be talking to us very much about an ongoing investigation.
Well, she'll tell us what she can.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so, Schmidel, are you trying to get her on the line here? I'm assuming. All right, yeah, he's trying to get her right here. Right. He's trying to pull
stand
her
by,
up
Lauren.
Here.
We're going to call you.
Stand
we need
by
an update.
Just a
because
second.
We felt a little empty because, you know, it seemed like it kind of just went away yesterday.
Uh-huh. Every day there was something really cool breaking from the... Uh-oh.
What?
Schmidel?
What?
What's up?
She didn't answer.
She didn't answer.
Are you sure you're calling the right number?
Yeah, she just texted us.
I mean, she's like just texted us.
I'm calling it.
Well, she's saying call right now.
Yeah,
she's saying, hey, you want puppy update? I got it for you, baby.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I feel it's a fat finger problem.
So everything disappeared this morning. We talked about that earlier. They're like, hey, what's going on with this puppy thing? As you remember, let me give you the update real quick here. Two puppies stole it, right? They tackle the guys. One guy gets arrested. This guy then all of a sudden shows up at a parking lot somewhere where some lady meets him with $1,500.
And buys the dog,
and then she tries to go take the dog back because she recognizes the dog is stolen, and she wants to go back and get $1,000 reward.
Right, but she doesn't call the police or anything. She just goes right to the pet store with the other puppy, right? And then the owner of the Perfect Pet said, I have some questions, and she wouldn't answer them.
All right, there we go. There's your update. Good morning. Is this Lauren?
Yes, it is.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Lauren, the video went national, and I have to say, you are a badass.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Yeah. Next time we do a bar bingo, we're going to get you for security.
Yeah.
We're going to hire you. Yeah.
Right? All right. So where are we at in this? Because I saw the owner talk, and he said he had some questions before he wanted to give her the reward. And then Channel 9, the guy on the street said he called the lady and said, where'd you get the puppy? And she hung up on him.
She hung up on my boss?
No, she hung up on Channel 9 reporter.
Oh, so now she's just going silent?
Yeah.
Okay, so that sounds a little sketchy, because what I have heard is essentially what you guys have, but I will say that when she reached out to say she thought that she had one of our puppies, she told me the amount that she had paid, and then she said a different amount, and so all I can tell you is that I know my boss was just trying to cover all of his bases, and I mean, to just hand out $1,000, you know, he's just trying to make sure that she wasn't involved in this. That was the whole biggest thing, you know, and I understand that 100%. Like, you know, we don't know yet, and to me, she kind of, from my understanding, immediately was like, well, I'm just going to go to the media about this then because you're not paying me. Well, it's like, be patient. This was literally the morning after, she's, you know, hey, where's my money type thing? And I don't want to talk bad about her because I even said, like, there's still good people in this world, and I hope that she's not involved. But at the same time, it was just my boss, all he was trying to do was essentially, like, let me just make sure, you know, you weren't involved. And it seemed like she just got very snippy about it and wanted
defensive.
Her money.
I mean, defensive. Yeah. Because if the news reporter asked her, so where did you get this dog? We'd like to know where you got this dog. She hung up on him.
See, and that's weird because when she came and brought us the puppy, I will tell you that was seriously one of the happiest moments ever. But I asked her, like, do you mind speaking to the police? And she said, oh, yeah, of course, that's fine. So I don't know if she's embarrassed of how she reacted. I don't know if maybe she is somehow tied into this. I truly do not know.
Wow, that's interesting. She agreed to talk to the police, though.
Did she talk to the police?
Yeah, because I was there. She came in with the puppy, and we were just, you know, holding on for dear life, hoping she's going to come, you know, and thank God she did. That was amazing. And she did talk to the police. So I don't know now what's going on with her that whole thing.
That is bizarre.
Wow. All
right, but you have the puppy.
We have one puppy, yes. Yeah. That was amazing to get that pup back, and it was awesome to be there with my coworker that was involved. And yeah, so that's good. Very good news. So we still have one more out there. So please, if anyone knows anything, there is a tip line through Arapahoe County Sheriff's Office. So any tips at all will help at this point. I mean, on Monday morning, after I talked to you guys, actually, I was on my way to Perfect Pets, and literally the phone would not stop. Nope. I had to call my boss, and I was like, I can't do anything because the phone won't stop.
It's our show.
Thank God I had other employees
so
there,
popular.
But it was just like, the phone was on nonstop.
Well, you know what, though? I think we need to say something here. And that is, maybe this woman is just a good person and she is just a little bit odd or something, you know. Maybe we're seeing it from, because she talked to the police.
Or maybe she got overwhelmed with all the media.
Yeah,
frenzy.
Maybe so. Because
and that's what I'm thinking, honestly, because
she's overwhelmed.
When I had spoken to her over the phone, it truly, genuinely just seemed like she was like, hey, I think I bought one of your puppies, not knowing. Like, it didn't, to me, it truly did seem genuine, but you never know. But that's why I don't want to, like, put this woman down, because what she did was huge. You know, that was one of the happiest moments we could have ever expected.
And
you know,
not only that, but the police have it seems like cleared her.
And again, we're all just doing our opinion. My opinion is she's a snake, and she's involved, and she's a part of a racket, an organization that loves to steal.
You're not helping
this woman. This woman belongs behind bars. She belongs behind bars.
No!
You're not helping at all.
She might be a good person. Why, if she was, listen, she talked to the cops. If she belonged behind bars, she'd be there. Maybe she has a good heart. And is she older? Is she an older woman?
No, I'm not middle-aged, I'd say.
I was going with, like, if she's, like, 80 and feeble, like, I don't know how to talk to the press.
And then she's got these reporters, like, just calling her nonstop. What happened to the puppy?
That's what I was
thinking. You know what? I think this, like, I don't think anyone knew who she was, and I think she's the one who reached out to the reporters, and then I think you're right. Maybe she got a little bombarded with it and was like, wait, no.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. She's... Why can't she tell us, though, where she got the puppy?
Yeah.
That, I'm not sure why she is withholding that.
I'll tell you why.
Oh, okay. God.
I'll tell you exactly why. Because she's part of a big crime syndicate that's going on all around the world. They're doing their best to steal animals, man. And they're all in cahoots. They come up with this. I've met in a parking lot, $1,500. They try to get the ransoms and the rewards. I'm telling you right now, this woman is a crook. She's a crook.
Lauren, here's my theory, okay? This is my theory. So my theory is she was like, she's a nice woman, right? She's at home. She's cleaning and stuff. And all of a sudden, her husband walks in with two little puppies. And she's like, what the hell is that? And he's like, we can get a lot of money for these. And she's like, oh, no, we can't. And so she grabbed one, but he stole the other one. He's like, you're only taking one. And then she went to the pet store to give it back because she felt such guilt. But she can't tell on her husband.
All right, Lauren, thank you for the update. I think we just solved a crime for you, okay?
Right. That's Lauren from Perfect Pets.
All right, Lauren, good job. Thank you, Lauren. Thank you for the update. Yeah, we appreciate
thank you,
it.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.